Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. State officials are welcoming federal criminal charges in the Housing Stabilization Services fraud scheme. DHS Inspector General James Clark called the charges against eight suspects a vital step in combating fraud in Minnesota programs that are meant to help people in need. Clark said in a statement, DHS is moving aggressively to review billing data to identify red flags across our programs and stop payments to fraudulent providers. Investigators say the defendants set up companies to bill for fake or inflated housing services and pocketed millions of dollars. Minnesota House Fraud Prevention Chair and Republican candidate for governor Kristen Robbins says the state needs to find ways to stop fraud before the money's paid.
We have to find the root of where these internal control failures are, because catching the criminals on the back end, very helpful, and they absolutely need to be held accountable and brought to justice. But what we haven't done is stop the money from going out the door.
DHS Inspector General Clark says the agency stopped payments to 115 providers due to suspected fraud. Officials say 151 million school meals were served in the second year of Minnesota's free school meals program. Director Emily Honer says credit for the success of the program goes to the schools themselves.
The numbers are remaining really stable, increasing just a little bit from last year, and that's really exciting for us. It shows us that Minnesota Free School Meals is again a success, and students are loving them and eating healthy, nutritious meals and being able to be better students and better learners.
The governor's office says the program has saved Minnesota families an average of $1,000 per student each year. And police are investigating shots fired Thursday night on the University of Minnesota campus. An alert from the U of M PD said a supervisor reported hearing gunshots near Rapson Hall, but no victims were found at the scene. The fight against highly pathogenic avian influenza is ramping up in Minnesota following the first detected case since April. Dr. Shauna Voss of the State Board of Animal Health says they're doing surveillance testing and looking for other infected flocks.
And we know that our spring and especially our fall migrations are our higher risk periods. We've been watching what's been happening in some of our neighboring states, and so we were kind of waiting to find that first detection. So while it's disappointing, we probably were not terribly surprised that virus is back and doing what it does.
Voss says this is an ongoing bird flu outbreak that started in 2022. And the Twins and Guardians open a four-game series tonight at Target Field. These are the last home games of a disappointing season for Minnesota. The 66 and 86 Twins had Thursday off after losing 2-3 to the Yankees. The 80 and 71 Guardians are battling for the final wild card spot. Pablo Lopez starts the opener for the Twins. This is MNN.